Hey everyone, it's Peyton. Welcome back. Wait, I just changed my intro 1000%. I don't normally say that. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Lifted Podcast. My name is Peyton. Happy Monday or whatever day you're listening to this. Hope you guys are having a great start of the week. Wow, that was something. Today's episode is gonna be super chill, kinda just gonna be going over some big things going on in my life, decision making, things I'm kinda dealing with, going through, thinking about, and kind of just gonna share my mindset behind it. Honestly, this is gonna help me too, kind of just clear my mind and go over why things are happening and what I'm gonna do and everything like that. Just kind of get it all out there. Hopefully, it can help someone out there too with decision making and kind of gonna just share some advice and some fun stuff like that, you know? Before I go any further, make sure you give this podcast a rating and review. That is how these platforms actually share this to people who don't already follow the show. So that is how I will grow on these platforms. So it would mean the absolute world to me if you can share this podcast, if you can give it a rating, review, anything helps. So I just want to say thank you in advance for that, and it would mean the world to me. So now let's go on into our lift of the week. And for anyone new here, this podcast is obviously, I'm sure you saw, it's called Lifted. And the start of every episode, I share something that lifted me the last week, whether it be something physical, whether it be something mental, whether it be a piece of scripture, something spiritual, anything like that, that kind of just improved myself or like bettered myself the last week, kind of just lifted me up. So this week, I have a few. I'm sorry, I'm not gonna stick to my one thing a week. It's just been a lot, you know? I got a tattoo. I turned 18. I'm legal now. Don't tell the guys at my gym. Anyways, sorry. I have a tattoo now, and if you wanna go see it, it's over on my Instagram. I put it on one of my stories. And it's all over my TikTok too. Both of those are in the show notes below. But I got a cross on my left rib and it has sunflowers growing out of it. Mostly the idea behind it was kind of like, okay, hear me out. Zach Bryan. He has a song called Sun to Me. And when I heard that song, I know it's about a person, but when I heard that song, I was like, wow, find someone who grows flowers in the darkest parts of you. I immediately thought, God, because He eternally grows flowers inside the darkest parts of me. So my favorite flower is sunflowers already. So it honestly didn't fully have to do with that song, but that was kind of just a little bonus considering I'm a huge Zach Bryan fan. Another lift of the week, I got Zach Bryan tickets. I'm so excited. That is like my dream show right now. Like if I could choose one artist right now to see, it would be Zach Bryan. So I'm just dumbfounded. Shout out to my friends who got the tickets because I did not get the email, but they got it. So excited. And then, sorry, I have another lift, and that is that I recorded my first YouTube video today. I don't know exactly what day that's gonna be up. I'll post on my social medias when it's up. It should be up within the next week. I just don't know if it's gonna be up when this is out or not. So keep you guys updated on that. If it's in the show notes below, then that means it is up. But I have been rambling on and on. I guess this is kind of just like, I mean, I did say it was a life update video kind of video. Wow, I'm already talking like I'm a YouTuber. I did kind of say that this was gonna be a life update podcast, but I'm rambling. I love talking. So I'm going to go ahead and jump in with the biggest thing that I could possibly say right now, and it has been stressing me out for the last month, but I think I have finally made up my mind. Watch in a couple weeks, I'm gonna be like, ah, just kidding. But I am in that. Okay, so little background, I am a senior in high school, but I don't go to school. I finished all of my high school courses by my junior year, so I have been taking college courses online. So I'm a full-time college student. And then I work full time at my gym as a trainer, and I'm working on my nutritionist certification. I do content creation on the side. Just I try to do as much as I can. I definitely have a very busy life. And recently, I got into FSU, which has been my dream school for a little bit. And I was so excited when I got in because, I mean, you know, no one likes to be rejected, that's for sure. So when I got in, I was excited because I felt like that was what I was supposed to do. I was like, oh, big university, like I succeeded, I did good. Wow, I'm approval of the world, you know? So I am supposed to move to Tallahassee in 3 months, 4 months, I don't know, June. It's February right now, end of February, so yeah, like 3 months away, I'm supposed to move to Tallahassee into a dorm room and go into studying marketing at a big university, and I have been thinking about it a lot, like crazy. I made this huge pros and cons list, and I am doing something completely different because that's not my dream. It might be what is viewed as better in society, but I am going to be breaking that mold and I will be rejecting my admission to a big university, which is definitely one of the scariest decisions I've ever had to make in my life. But I'm kind of just going to go into why and what I will be doing. So since my sophomore year of high school, I've kind of started to be anti-college, the way that our learning system is, and I just don't really necessarily agree with college of going in to get this debt to work a 9-to-5 job just to pay off that debt and to just survive. I just don't want to do that. I've always had that entrepreneurial mindset, I guess, in a way, and I just don't really think college and like the big universities for me. So with that being said, I am not going to just throw away education. There is a state college that is right by me, which is already what I'm doing right now. And with scholarships, I have my education completely paid for, and I will be actually earning money through scholarships to go there. I will be keeping my training job and expanding with that, saving up money, and all the while working on my content creation, because ultimately that is my dream. And I just feel like if I went on to FSU, that I think that would kind of be me giving up on that, and that's not something I want to do, and that's kind of going against everything that I've wanted for the last couple years, and that's just not me. Because I know for me as an individual, I am not a partier, and I recently, well, not recently anymore, I guess, but within this last year, I drew so far away from God, and I just got back to where I want to be, where I feel Him every single day, and I constantly know that He's with me, and I just have a good relationship with God right now, like, completely, and I have for the last couple months, and the idea of going to the biggest party school in the state and losing sight of what's really important really terrifies me. So I've been praying a lot over it, and I have this feeling in my heart that I need to stay for another year. It's like a gap year, but I'm not actually taking a break from school. I'm still gonna finish. I should only have one more year left to get my AA, so I can always apply to a university after that. I need to get it out of my head that just because I got in doesn't mean I need to go, and it's just like, you don't have to leave your house right at 18 to be successful. I don't know why that got so drilled in my head. I'm like, I can stay until I get my AA, and then that will be 19. Like, moving out at 19 is not a bad idea at all, especially considering I am lucky enough to have a good family, and I have parents who will support me and, like, love me through my dreams no matter what I choose, and they're always just gonna want the best for me. So I've explained this all to them on how I feel like this is what I want to do, and they're full support of it, and they just want me to continue my education, which is I understand, obviously, like, because what if something does happen with social media? I always want to have a backup, but I definitely feel like if I went to FSU, it's kind of just like giving up on the dream ultimately, because I know I'm not going to sit in my dorm room with some stranger and ask them to be quiet so I can record my podcast episode. Like, I'm just not going to do that. And recording into the school gym, like, I know I'm not going to want to do that either. So keeping my content going and just really, really focusing on that. That's why I'm starting YouTube. Like, I want to grow on every single platform. I'm going to start, like, I want this to be the end. Like, this is my end game for me. So anything that can help me with. And I know that that all just made it sound like this was an easy decision, but I've been stressing over it for the last month or so, and it's been so hard, and it kind of sent me into this little, like, spiral for a little bit, but it's okay, it's life, it happens, big decisions are gonna come and go, and I'm gonna just kind of share some things that kind of brought me peace with it, and the number one thing was prayer. Like, I prayed, so I was like, I need your wisdom, I need your guidance, I need to know what you want me to do, what is best for me, what's part of your plan, and I want to know, like, I know you're gonna be with me no matter what I choose, but I just need something. And then I just kind of had this gut, heart, mind, soul feeling. I was like, I need to stay. Like, it made up my mind within the next couple days. Like, I was stressing about it for so long. And then when I constantly just started praying, that's when I kind of just got this, like, oh, I'm stay. Like, I have to stay. So definitely brought a lot of peace into my decision is when I brought God into it, which I recommend you do no matter what is going on in your life. It brings so much peace so fast. Like, there is nothing like it in the entire world, the entire anything. There's nothing like God. There's nothing like his wisdom, his guidance, his love, any of it. I think another thing that really helped me with decision making is having a good support system. You are not meant to make big decisions on your own. Like, you have people in your life, and if you don't have people in your life, you need to find, I know it's hard to find genuine people and good friends, but you need to find at least one person. Pick their brains. Like, for me, what I've been doing, I was talking to my parents about it. I talked to my brother, who is at a big university, and he loves it, so I thought he was gonna tell me to go, but he actually told me, he was like, if you're not sure, don't go, it's not worth the money. I talked to my guidance counselor at school, I talked to my boss, who owns like 14, 15 gyms across the world, across the country, so I've just been like asking people. I asked my other coworker and just told them both sides and kind of just got more information on what other people think I should do. And I'm not telling you, you should not base your decisions on what other people are telling you to do at all. Obviously, you make the deciding factor, but it's never bad to hear from other people. So anyone in your life, anyone with wisdom, just go to them, because they'll help so much more than you think and kind of just help with that. Like, you don't have to make big decisions on your own. Another thing that has really, really helped me is that you can always change your life anytime you want. There is no age, there is no proper time. You can change your life the second you decide you want to change your life. So if right now I take a year and I continue my education not at a big university and then I regret it and I want to go, college will always be there. What isn't going to be there is just my time, my enjoyment. Like, if I don't want to go, there's nothing, and I go, then I'm stuck there for at least a semester or two because I paid for it, and then I'm in debt for something I didn't want to do, and then I'm regretting it, and I'm homesick, and all that stuff. So it's just, it's always going to be there, and I feel like that's a big thing. It's like, I feel like so many people just kind of think, like, oh, I don't have time. Like, I don't have time. I have to do this now because I won't have time. And I'm like, God willing, of course. I am so young. I am 18 years old. And if you're 20, if you're 25, if you're 30, you have so much time. So many of the biggest entrepreneurs out there, they didn't start up their business. They weren't successful in their business until they were like 50 years old. And now they're traveling the world and they get to help their kids because they had that success after they had kids. So now, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's so rushed all the time. And I just want to remind you that you have time. And I'm not telling you that so that you can be lazy, but I'm telling you that. So keep the grind, keep going. And if you think that you're behind, just know, like, it's God's timing, and whatever he has planned for you, it'll all happen in his time. You just have to keep working, keep praying, keep him close at heart, and just go after what you feel like you're called to do. And another thing, like, don't try to explain your calling to people who don't want to hear it, because so many people, if I go to tell them that I want to be a content creator and that I'm not going to go to my big university, you know how many disapproving, you cannot give into that. Like, whatever the world thinks that you should do, you do not have to give into that. I feel like my calling is this. I feel that I was put here to reach people and to inspire and to help people, because that is what makes my heart and soul happy. That's what fulfills me, is helping people. And this is my way of doing that. Like, helping people regardless, I believe, is what fills your soul. So you just have to find a way, your way of doing that. That's why, like, if you're interested in the medical field, that is your way of helping people, saving lives. That's incredible. I was definitely not made for the medical field, as I get really squeamish with blood, so I learned that. If your way is becoming a lawyer and helping people who are victims, that is your way of helping the world. Like, you have to find your calling and just go with it, whether it's a traditional route, whether it's an untraditional route, whether you have support behind it, whether you don't. Like, it's just, if you know in your heart that that is what you want to do, then you just got to go with it, and you got to work hard and make it happen. End of the day, your passion, your calling, it does not have to make sense to anyone but yourself. And as long as you're using it for good, that is all that matters. And you just gotta keep going. Like, one of my favorite things, like, I will forever say, like, do not waste your time trying to explain your dream to people who don't want to listen to it. Because those same people who don't want to listen to it, they're going to be the ones that reach out after you do make it. And they'll see it. They'll see what you tried to explain to them, and they just kind of shrug their shoulders and laugh at you. Like, just keep going. They will see the results. You shouldn't have to tell someone that you're gonna be this and you're gonna do that, because yes, say it, affirmations, 1000%, I agree with that. Like, if you speak of yourself in that way, I think it's the self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, I truly believe that. Like, if I go around saying, like, I'm gonna be a content creator, I am a content creator, I am a social media person, like, I am a trainer, I am successful. Like, I truly believe that if I believe that, it will happen, much more likely than if I walked around and I was like, well, I'm gonna try, but, you know, it might not work. And, like, no, but also put the work behind it and the results will speak for itself. I have always been a very indecisive person, so let me tell you about the stress that this has caused. I just want to remind you that a lot of the big decisions that are stressing you out, or even the little ones, a lot of them are not final. Like, are there some decisions that are final? Absolutely. But, for example, my situation, it's not final. It's final for that time, that point in time. If I turn them down now, then yeah, I will not be going over the summer. But it's not final that I'll never go to a university. It's just what I'm choosing to do right now. You always have that opportunity to change your life at any given moment. You do not have to just do it all right now. Again, please do not take that as me saying that you have plenty of time, so just sit on your butt now, you can do it later. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying you're not supposed to have it all figured out right now. What you do need to do is figure something out and work towards it. Never stop working towards something, because that's when you lose drive. You always gotta be working for something. And then if 5 years later you're like, this is not my passion, at least you're working hard towards it. Find that new passion and work your butt off and work towards that passion too. You are not meant to have it all figured out. I'm assuming most people listening to this are kind of close to my age. You're not supposed to have it figured out at 18 years old. Like, who in the world had their entire life mapped out by 18, 19, 20. I think that's the time when you're supposed to learn and grow and figure out exactly who you are. So it's just go towards something, anything, and just go with everything you have. I can start spitting out all the cliches right now, like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Oh, actually, I heard this quote the other day that I just absolutely fell in love with, so now I'm gonna share it with you guys, and that is, I just forgot it. Okay, I know, I remember. A bird that was brought up in a cage thinks that flying is, wait, I'm gonna mess this up. But, like, okay, a bird in a cage is, like, thinks that flying is bad. So it's just, like, situational factors. You can break the mold, you can break out. I hope that made sense to somebody. I know I butchered that so much, but, like, I loved it. So that is me. That's my episode today. That is me rambling. I hope you guys enjoyed, and if you didn't enjoy, it was definitely good for me to just talk it all out and just speak. And again, I'll keep you guys updated, because who knows, maybe God will change my entire direction of my life within the next couple weeks, and I am putting it all in his hands. He can do whatever he wants. He has my permission. Not that he needs it, he was gonna do it anyways, but I'm just all in, all faith. He can do whatever he wants. He can change my heart, my mind, my direction that I choose. I will follow exactly where he calls me to. So that is what I have for you guys today. Like I said, thank you so much for listening, and if you haven't already, make sure you give it a rating, review, follow my socials down below, and let me know if you want to start entering your lifts. I know I brought this up like a couple episodes ago, but I have this idea once this podcast grows that I will have you guys send me through Instagram DMs or something, or if I start an Instagram specifically for the podcast, to have you guys send in your lifts of the week, so then I sent... In the episode, I say my lift, and then I say one of your guys' lifts in the beginning of the episode. Just kind of bring you guys into it, because that's what I want. Like, you guys are a part of this just as much as I am. So I think that would be really, really cool once this grows. So thank you so much for listening. Again, I know I said that like 4 times already, but it really does mean the world to me. Like, this is me just sitting in front of my computer talking. And if one person made it this far, like, I just want to thank you, because you're fulfilling my passion, and if I can reach one person and help one person, it's worth it. So hope you guys do something this week that lifts you up. I was about to say thank you for listening again, but I will see you guys next Monday.